Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Sunday evening, June 22nd, 2008. It is now about 8:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought and dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. Email us anytime to comments at libertytalkradio.com. If you are listening to a rebroadcast or during pulling up one of our archives, call us on 918-919-0101, and you may leave your message or comments there. All right. I also encourage you during these tumultuous economic times to go to my friend Andy Sutton's website, my2centsonline.com. That's my2centsonline.com. That two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you, and things are getting very, very, very tough. Folks, this evening we have a guest, Tom Saunders. He's a Gnostic priest, and he's done considerable research into the religious right movement in the state of Oklahoma, especially the Oklahoma legislature. We will outline their strategy, the mission, the tactics, and how they can adversely affect those who are members of their specific form of belief. Although sworn to uphold the Constitution, members of the Oklahoma Congress totally ignore their constitutional oath and principle separation of church and state. We'd like for you to call in with your opinion. He's also a peace activist, so this should be an interesting conversation. I know nothing about his religion, his religious belief, so this should be interesting. I will learn as you do. In fact, I think we have him on the air now. Let's see.
Hey.
Tom, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Tom, welcome to Liberty Talk Radio. I just finished your introduction. Perfect timing. Tom, thank you so much for being part of our program. We are anxiously awaiting to learn an awful lot from you, so we're going to expect a lot of you this evening. Are you ready for it?
Oh, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. I figured you would be. Now, I'd like you to start off. Now, understand that our listeners have an idea of who you are, but they know very, very little. And so if, for the sake of our audience, can you give us some background first about yourself and how you arrived at where you are today? And you can take just a few minutes to do that, okay? You're on the air. Go for it.
Sure. Well, I'm a political activist, and I also enjoy doing research into Sethian Christianity, which is basically Alexandrian first century Christianity into Clement of Alexandria and his students and Valentinus and all those guys. But as a political activist, tonight what I want to talk about is the Dominionist takeover in the Oklahoma legislature. And I've been a political activist for most of my adult life. I started out working for the San Diego Urban League back in 1980, and that was working for Clarence M. Pendleton, who eventually became the first commissioner for the Commission on Civil Rights. And pretty much all my adult life, I've been working in one area or the other of civil liberties. I'm on the board of directors of the National Judicial Conduct Disability Law Project, and I'm on the board of directors of the Congress Against Racism and Corruption in Law Enforcement. So I keep busy with mostly my own interests, actually.
Okay, now philosophically, you are a libertarian, are you not?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. I've been a libertarian for a good over 15 years now.
Now, you attended the Libertarian National Convention, right?
And you're, we were there together.
Right, I saw you there. And again, I'm just telling you this because, believe it or not, our listeners don't know that. you're very active in the Libertarian Party as well here in the state of Oklahoma, are you not?
Well, I try to be. You know, there's different jobs. People do different things. I view myself as a backroom guy, a guy that, helps with policy and running some of the executive decisions of the party. I'm getting old, and I got a heart condition, and I'm not exactly too anxious to get out there on the street like a young fella, but I do what I can.
Okay, very good. Now, did I read somewhere that you were a Gnostic priest?
Yes.
Okay, must explain that to me because I put that in your little bio on our blog. I have no idea. I think I have an idea what that is, but maybe you can clarify that, especially for our listeners. I'm sure there's ones out there that may be totally unfamiliar with what that means. Please.
Well, Gnostic, the term Gnostic means a lot of things to a lot of people. Basically, I study the Nag Hammadi and other related texts that have to do with what they call the Gnostic Christianity. I've made some discoveries. I'm currently talking with a couple of people about a book I've written, and I write essays all the time. I have a lot of followers in the area of Gnostic Christianity.
Now, Gnosticism goes back to early Greek times, is it not? And excuse my ignorance on it.
The term's related to the Greek. From what I understand at this time, Sethian Christianity came from a group of Galilean followers that followed John the Baptist. And there was a group today in Iran and Iraq that are called Mandaeans, and they are supposedly followers of John the Baptist, and the Sethian Christianity really comes from those origins. It's a great deal different in philosophy and practice than what you find in Orthodox Christianity, and it's especially different from the Dominionists that I'd like to talk about. And Dominionist theology, which is a grouping of theological systems with a common belief that society should be governed exclusively by the law of God and the Bible. And that's one of the reasons why this country was started, to get away from that kind of tyranny.
All right, now, do you have a congregation or anything like that? Or you know, how does that work?
You know something? One of my favorite lines from a movie comes from the movie Michael with John Travolta, when he says, "I'm not that kind of angel. I'm not that kind of priest."
Okay, all right. Can you just tell me?
I do research, and I lay it out there for several thousand people in different discussion groups.
Okay, I say,
and they appreciate me. I hope some of them.
Okay,
but.
And what is the main? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I apologize. Go ahead, please.
Oh no. Well, that's going to be easy to do. You know, we're both talkers, so we're likely to step on each other.
Well, could you just name one of the major differences between what we would consider present day Christianity and Gnosticism? Just one major difference that separates the two. Just for the sake of our listeners.
Sure. Most of Orthodox Christianity believes in a sentient kind of power that's outside themselves, they believe that they can be controlled by an angry God or a friendly God or a distant God. Baylor University did a pretty neat study a couple of years ago on the types of Christians that you find in the Orthodoxy. Well, Gnosticism is not the belief in a God that is not within yourself. We believe that there's a spark of divinity in each person, and it can be awakened, and we can learn to have a real knowledge of God, and it's part of us. It's not outside of us.
So
that's a major difference.
So we have to take responsibility for our own actions, right? We make what we
absolutely
we
absolutely
okay. Very good.
Basilides, who was one of the first known Gnostics, has written about free will. We are creatures of free will, and that's an important aspect of the Gnostic theology. You're responsible for your actions.
Okay.
And you're responsible for taking God into your actions.
Okay. Very good. Sounds very libertarian, by the way.
Well, yeah, I guess it is.
Okay, very good. Okay, now the subject this evening will be the Oklahoma legislature. And what I told our audience in the very beginning, if you did not hear it, is that we'll outline maybe some of the strategy and mission, the tactics that the members of our legislature use, maybe to influence people in the legislature and especially to maybe ostracize those people who don't belong to their specific form of belief. We're talking about the separation of church and state, which apparently there's a problem in the state of Oklahoma. Now, let me admit my ignorance. I do not follow state politics, so I am going to be your most ignorant listener, I'm sure, out there. And also keep in mind, Tom, that our listeners come not only from Oklahoma, but most of them actually are outside the state and many from outside the country. So when you do speak, do keep that in mind, okay? All righty?
Absolutely. I don't see a problem with that at all.
Very good. All right. Let
me make a distinction about the real people we're talking about here, the real problems.
Okay, very good.
Now, there's a difference between what you would call the Christian right, which is really, in my own thinking right now, more of a political designation.
Correct.
The designation for what we're talking about in religion is dominionists.
Okay, define that for me.
Okay, dominionists are people that believe their job is to reclaim America for Christ, and they don't care about what it costs. They consider themselves vice regents of God. And they think it's their domain to exercise godly dominion and influence over neighborhoods, schools, governments, science, literature, arts, sports, every single aspect of institution in human society. And there's actually a group that aspires to this. But what they've done is they've influenced other Christians to go this route.
Okay.
And what's happening in the Oklahoma legislature is really, really scary.
Okay. Well, what you're saying sounds somewhat like those radical Islamic who feel that the state should be an Islamic state. Are they sort of in that realm where this should be a Christian state?
Well, there's three books that are very important and point to this. One of them is Tempting Faith by David Quo, and the other one is American Theocracy by Kevin Phillips.
Okay.
And according to Kevin Phillips, these people are just exactly the kind of radical religious people that do believe that we should be a theocracy and not a republic.
Okay. All right. Very good. So as long as we have a benchmark to work from and we have a reference point, at least that will help us. Okay. And now, how many dominionists are there in the Oklahoma legislature, and how do they identify themselves, or how do you, as an activist, identify them, if that's possible?
Okay. Well, I attended a a conference. I attended a conference up in Oklahoma City that was put on by the Oklahoma Organization of Americans for the Separation of Church and State. I heard a presentation by ex-Representative Debbie Blackburn that almost made my skin crawl. She described things going on in the Oklahoma legislature that are just absolutely horrendous. There's a scientist by the name of Altmaier, Bob Altmaier, who teaches at the University of Manitoba, and he's made some studies on authoritarian followers. Now, these legislators started out as authoritarian followers in different churches. And when they got to the legislature, they figured out they could have some power. And they started feeding off of each other, just like they do in church. Just, you know, how these fundamentalists will get together, and they feed off of each other, trying to find other people that are like them. And they certainly have ulterior motives. They feed off. They get booster shots of faith from one another. Okay. Is what happens. And that's what happened in the legislature, and it's been happening all over the country. But I think in Oklahoma is where we have an absolute situation where the dominionists have gotten a foothold, and they've taken over. And some of the things they've done is horrendous.
All right, let me ask a question here, and I'll ask questions as we go along, so for my clarification, and hopefully for our audience as well, but I do want to remind our audience, it's past 15 minutes after the hour, and let's take a little station break here for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. We have as our guest today, we're honored to have Tom Saunders talking about the Dominionist movement in the Oklahoma legislature. So we're talking about the principle of separation of church and state. Please do call in 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Please, we have four open lines. Let's make use of them today, and let's put Tom to work. Now, Tom, let me ask you this question.
Sure.
These Dominionists don't necessarily all belong to the same Christian denomination, I assume, but
no.
They all right. I thought this the Dominionists were sort of like Lutherans or Methodists, but they can be anyone in any particular Christian denomination or fraction thereof, but they all have the same goal, right, of making this, changing this more to a theocracy. So you can have, in this movement, what we call Dominionist, you may have a guy who's a radical Lutheran, Episcopalian, and whatever, down the road. Am I correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
they
good.
They feed off of each other with what we call hot button or wedge issues, you know, all the abortion issues and homosexuals and even voter rights and ballot access laws are in it.
Okay, now I asked before, how do we know that they're there? I mean, how do we know they're there? How do we know who they are? How do we know the count? How do we do that?
Because they've polarized. They've absolutely polarized into sort of a clique. And these legislators that are coming out of their prospective religious institutions, they start out as authoritarian followers. Then they turn into leaders, and then they seek the kind of zealous power they never had as followers.
Right. Now, they don't announce themselves as Dominionist. Is that something... Is that something that the outside, the outsiders have coined to describe anyone who's within this movement, or did they coin that term?
Yeah, let me explain the term. The term Dominionist comes from something that's been identified. It's in the dictionaries. It's in the reference materials, and. Like we've already stated, these people are coming from different places. They just have pretty much the same polarity with each other, and they're getting the same kind of faith booster shots in Congress as they do in church, and they get all this feedback, all this positive feedback from their supporters, and they don't realize at all that what they're doing is absolutely against the Constitution and against their duties, their civic duties as American leaders.
Well, they don't care because they're carrying on God's work.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, the elation must be absolutely horrendous. I mean, these people must really, really feel they're doing God's work because they're getting all this feedback from their church, all this feedback from these other dominionists, and there's some real manipulators that are going on. And I'm telling you, this isn't just the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma has to be the one place where these people have really polarized and taken over the power. But it's happening all over the United States. And at the front, at the lead, is George Bush, who's telling everybody that government schools don't work. Let's give everything to faith-based initiatives.
Okay, so George Bush would be considered a dominionist then.
Dominionists,
yes,
are people that define themselves by their own actions. They're not people who've joined any particular organization.
Ah, okay.
They're not cult. They're not. There are some now that have raised their right hands and taken an oath to try to take over under the guise of doing God's law. And I'll tell you flat right out, nobody's pointed out to these people that what that is sedition. It's a crime.
Okay.
And the Oklahoma legislature is just about as guilty of sedition as any group can be.
Okay, all right. I've asked all the questions that I wanted to ask, and I guess what we have here are those people who feel that they have a calling, and they're using their power to promote their theocracy and their belief within the religious community. Hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
Caller from area code 918, your first name, where you're calling from, and what is your question, please?
Hello. My name is Erin, and I'm calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma also.
Yes, what is your question?
I wondered, can the speaker give us some examples of how the underlying goals of these individuals in our legislature are being manifested right now, and maybe if there is an overreaching goal for the future.
Okay, Tom, did you get that
sure.
question? Yeah, and Erin, stay on the line, and Tom will answer you.
I believe I did. Well, let's take one example. The Oklahoma legislature just passed a thing called the Religious Viewpoints Anti-Discrimination Act. According to Americans for the Separation of Church and State, this would create a limited public forum for any student who wants to make a proselytizing speech or praise Jesus or whatever he wants to do and can't be held accountable under the current laws. This is one. The Oklahoma Sovereignty Act is probably another. As the laws keep coming out of the Oklahoma legislature, they seem to be one after another, some ego-boosting power trip for these people to see how much power they can take away from the people. It's just incredible. Just incredible. Before I hand anything back to somebody, you know, you ask me for one example, and let me give you a whopper. Let me give you a whopper. One of the things that's happened in the legislature is Representative Rebecca Hamilton actually funneled $100,000 into her own church, and that's incredible. That's incredible. Because the Oklahoma legislature, I mean, the Oklahoma Constitution, under Section 2-5, states, no public money or property shall ever be appropriated or used directly or indirectly for the use, benefit, or support of any church, denomination, system of religion, or use, benefit, or support of any priest, preacher, minister, or other teacher, dignitary, sectarian institution as such. You can't get more plain than that. What Rebecca Hamilton did was give $100,000 to her own church, and this is sedition if it's not treason.
Okay, Aaron, does that answer your question?
Well, absolutely, except for the goals. Where are these people going with this activity?
Good question.
And I'll get my answer off the air.
Very good. Okay, Aaron, thank you very much.
That's a little speculative because according to ex-Senator Danforth, who studied these folks, he doesn't think this is sustainable. He thinks they're going to fall apart, and so do I. I think they're going to fall apart big time. Hopefully, though, somebody's going to step into their place that understands the Constitution, understands what these people have done and how much harm they've done. For instance, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and before I went off to war, Americans used to be able to own their own property. That was before asset forfeiture. It was before the courts reasoned that the government could come along and declare whatever you were doing illegal and then take your property. And now we have Kelo versus New London, which enables both city councils and county commissioners to come along and take your land with civil action.
Right, but what does that have to do with the Dominionist movement? I thought they were two separate issues.
Not really. Not really. When you start looking at the power brokering these people are doing and how much liberty they're taking away in all sorts of different actions, you know, their movement's really been going on since the Reagan era. So it's been going on for a long time. These people have made great strides to getting to this point. We're at the point now where we have faith-based initiatives. They worked 50 years to get that.
Right, but you're optimistic that someday this group will eventually fade away. If they've been around for such a long time and they've been increasing in their power base, what's the basis of that prediction?
Well, for one thing, they're gonna figure out that they're not really vice regents of God pretty soon. Another thing.
Wait. How do you know that? These people, if they're religious nuts, I mean, they're never going to come to that conclusion. I mean, even if God Almighty came down and said, hey, guys, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree. Just, you know, back off, bury it, and get a life. I think they still continue.
Well, you're right in that in some aspects. But what I'm saying is, down the line, they can't sustain their power simply because somebody's going to step up and demand that the Constitution gets enforced. I mean, here we have people like Rebecca Hamilton giving money to her own church, and we have a provision in the Oklahoma Constitution that says, absolutely, you can't do that. At some point, somebody in the Justice Department is going to have to look at this and declare the fact that this is a crime.
Well, when did she?
They can't do that.
Well, when she did this, did anyone hold her feet to the fire? Did anyone just call for her dismissal? Is she being under investigation? What's the story with that?
No, that's what's wrong. That's what's really, really wrong. These people are getting away with anything right now. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Well, if they're getting away with it, I mean, if they're getting away with something as blatant as that, what makes you suspect that it's going to get any better? To me, it's going to get worse.
Well, it may get worse before it gets better.
Okay, so you mean it may get to a point where there's an uprising because then it becomes so blatant, there'll be a backlash for it.
Right.
Okay, or against it, not for it, but against it. Yeah, okay. All right, why don't you give us more information? I guess I'm asking too many questions. I'll let you roam free for a while. And by the way, since this is halfway through the hour, folks, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. We are interviewing Tom Saunders, who is discussing the situation that we have here, or the problem that we have in the state of Oklahoma, and that is the separation of church and state. Apparently, there is a group that would be considered dominionist, and they feel that their charge is to create a state for Christ, basically, or a theocracy. And he's giving us some insight in that. Tom is an activist and a Gnostic priest, and he's giving us an idea of where these people are, where they are now, and where they may be going. Please call in to 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Okay, we have four lines. Let's use them. Okay, Tom, take it away.
Well, all right. Let's go back. You know, I said that there's a long history of these people, and there really is. Going back from when George Bush first took office, they've tried to set this up. This goes back to his father in the New World Order and the Pat Robertson people who set up faith-based companies that are geared toward providing resources, you know, for like classrooms and that sort of thing.
Right.
There's the Samaritan Institute, which is producing counselors and psychologists that are all Christian-based, just like Regency University that produces lawyers. I mean, there's a contingency in the United States that really do believe they're going to be able to take over. And it's not only is it pure sedition and dangerous, but it's rather foolish. It's
right.
Rather foolish. They haven't done anything right with any power that they've had so far.
Okay.
Case in point, the celibacy programs, just say no to sex, didn't work now, did it? We have more teenage pregnancies now than we ever did. And it's all because these people have such a warped, unrational approach to sociology.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joe.
Do we know about what percent of the legislature fall into this category?
I'm sorry, Joe, I didn't hear you.
Oh, do we know what percent of the Oklahoma legislature falls into this category of being a dominionist?
We could. I think if I got to interview Debbie Blackburn again, and got to review some of the tape sessions in the Oklahoma Congress, you could spot them fairly easily. They stand out. They're all the time giving each other booster shots of faith. They stand out and they dominate. They bully people. According to Debbie Blackburn, some of them are just plain bigots that in the 1930s would be in the Ku Klux Klan.
But
they're in power at all today.
But there is a fear, is there not, Tom, out there, whenever, in at least in the state of Oklahoma, and I'm sure it's this way in most states, that when someone runs for office and they give us their brochure, for example, during their campaign, one of the first things that are listed is they list which church they belong to. That seems to be a very, very high priority. Like if they don't demonstrate that they are very religious and Christian, by the way, they must be Christian and very faithful and attend their church on a regular basis. Then they feel that they don't have a hope and a prayer of being elected. And they're probably right. So when people get into office, getting elected are those.
Well, one of the things that's happening is they've developed a lot of trust in that most of the people voting for them feel that they're very righteous people and they trust them.
Okay.
They trust them with all these decisions, and until people start seeing how really, really vile some of these actions are, we're not going to have a protest. But I can tell you where I think the first real backlash is going to come from, and that's science. The Dominionists have absolutely no business in science at all. You know, these are people that want to talk to talking snakes, and you know they want to put dinosaurs on the ark.
Right.
Well, what they're doing, all right, is threatening some of the most vital research in science today. For one, the HIV virus is constantly in an evolutionary-like process that makes curing it a matter of following the rapid adaptive radiations of the virus.
Right.
And it's the changes are so fast, they can't find a cure for it, because when the virus they had last week isn't the virus they got this week. And if the Dominionists and the creationists take over the government, that means they're going to stop any money toward this research at all, because it doesn't exist. It's not in the creationist philosophy. Therefore, evolution does not exist. Why should we fund it? This is a threat that the Dominionists have already made in science at OU.
All right, now let me... the Oklahoma House of Representatives, is that dominated by the Republicans or the Democrats?
I believe it's Republican. I would have to look.
Okay, I'm not sure. But I'm sure there's a large contingency of Democrats, and the Democrats don't like George Bush, and they don't like, generally speaking, the faith-based initiatives. Now, they'll give money away like it's going out of style, but they're not going to give it, you know, in the faith-based initiative. Not that I'm familiar with. They're usually talking against that. In fact, all of the most of the church and state separation organizations here, at least in the city of Tulsa, are headed by the Democratic Party, and many of them are Unitarians, for example. I know because I've attended their meetings and whatever. Now, I don't agree with their philosophy, don't get me wrong, but they've had some excellent speakers on the subject of church separation of church and state. But they have been regularly dominated by the Democratic Party, and I didn't know whether or not the Congress of Oklahoma was in fact Democratic, and I had a suspicion it was, but I'm not really sure.
I gotta tell you, I've gone amongst some of these yellow dog Democrats here in Little Dixie, and I don't see any difference in the Dominionist Christian influence with Democrats than they're the same as the Republicans.
Oh, that's interesting.
The Dominionists are just as active with the Democrats as they are with the Republicans, and that's one reason they're not so obvious.
Okay. Where is this movement going, or is there any legislation right now that you want to discuss that would booster, you know, their position, or something that our listeners should know about so they may want to write their congressman and let them know, don't do this?
Well, I have two points of advice. If you have to stand up to one face-to-face, you let them know about constitutional law. You let them know that the Oklahoma Congress doesn't have any respect for the Constitution, and that's going to come to bite them in the butt. The other thing that you can do, or that we can do, is we can really get the Justice Department during the next administration to look at what's gone on in the Oklahoma legislature and see if charges can't be filed against some of these people for sedition.
All right. Is there any legislation pending now that should be stopped that the Dominionist group is supporting, and it should be stopped because of the intent involved from their group?
Well, I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to look at what they've done this past session and go through it law by law and see what's there. I got to admit that I for one haven't done that. They produce a lot, but one thing that we absolutely have to change is the ballot access laws.
Okay,
I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Oh, absolutely, I'm with you there.
And this is typical of the Dominionist kind of control over things. They don't want any political competition at all. They know they got Dominionists throughout the Democratic Party. There's Dominionists in the Republican Party. So they're not going to take any chance at all at letting a third party come along and bring up issues that would challenge Dominionist rule.
Right. Okay. Is that one reason why the Oklahoma is having such a difficult time with ballot access laws?
Joe, you're going to have to ask me that again. I'm sorry, my phone went out on me a little bit.
Okay. Is that one reason you think that the Oklahoma is having such problems trying to revise our ballot access laws?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's one of the problems. It's one of the problems. These Dominionists, when they stop somebody like us, and we've been to court with them, they hate us. We beat them once. So they're going to do everything they can to stop us. And their point in ballot access is clear. They don't want anybody else on the ballot. And what they're doing by asking people to spend several hundred thousand dollars to get on the ticket, it's just plain extortion. It's
right.
Extortion.
Right.
And what we see across the country is the Oklahoma legislature has gotten away with it, so Dominionists in other legislatures are going to copy them. You're going to start seeing this trend continue until somebody stands up and say, you're a traitor to this country. You cannot do this sedition. You cannot have God's law. We are a country governed by constitutional law.
Okay.
And that's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, well, that's a tough one. I mean, I think the Libertarian Party and every other independent party has been fighting that exactly on those grounds, and they haven't gotten anywhere. That's my concern. We haven't really taken much ground at all for our side at all. I don't know what it's going to take, short of a general uprising of the people. And unfortunately, the people in Oklahoma either are so Democratic or so Republican, those people are not going to stand up for the rights of all people, that's for sure. They're just going to stand up for their own party. And those in between, independents, a very small portion are activists, and the rest don't give a damn. They're so disgusted. They don't even want to talk politics, and they don't care who's in office because they feel that everyone in office is crooked anyway. So they steer away from it. So it seems like we have a situation where we're going to be at a stalemate with the Dominionists. And of course, it's to their advantage. They're going to continue to muster more and more power as we sit here because we're not doing what we should be doing as a group of people.
Absolutely
and
not.
We're sitting here, and,
yeah.
And we're going to be losing ground. I'm not optimistic right now. I'm not. You're more optimistic than I am. I'm not optimistic at all. I think you're really right. I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. But when it gets better is now questionable as far as I'm concerned.
You know, maybe because maybe I'm a little more positive because I am a Gnostic priest, and I see their mistakes from two viewpoints. I can fight them from two standpoints.
Yeah. Now, what have Tom, to fight this movement? Have you done anything personally? Have you been involved in any organizations? Is there a website or whatever that you've done?
Let me tell you. There's two connections that I'd highly recommend. One of them is Theocracy Watch. You can just do a search and get that.
Theocracy Watch, okay.
Theocracy Watch,
right.
Yeah. Another good contact, if you have any doubts at all at how dangerous and how very vile the Christian Right Dominionists are, you need to check out Mikey Weinstein's organization, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
Mikey?
Mikey's head.
Like Mikey Lights, Weinstein. Like the commercial? Remember the old commercial with, was it Life Cereal, one of the cereals? Mikey Likes, right? You mean?
Mikey.
Mikey.
Yeah, well,
likes.
He likes to be
right.
Called Mikey.
I like this guy already. Are you
Mikey
kidding me?
Weinstein.
Okay. Great. And what's that website again? Mikey what?
Weinstein.
Mikey Weinstein.
He runs the Weinstein.
Right, okay.
He runs the Military Religious Freedom Foundation out of Albuquerque. And he's had the FBI by several times this year. They've shot at him. They've done some pretty outrageous things to his house. They put swastikas on his house the other day.
What's his mission? I mean, what's his thrust? What is he doing?
He's fighting the Dominionists and the Christian right that are trying to take over the military.
Yeah.
And
In the military.
I've got to tell you, his work is good. He's an attorney. He's bright. And he's courageous as hell, because standing up to some of these people is very difficult. But he made some real, real inroads in exposing some of the things that are going on with the United States military. I mean, there's been discrimination where if you don't go to church and you don't believe what your officers believe, you can be in serious, serious trouble. I mean, they can just mess with you to the point where life is so miserable.
Right.
You don't.
I know. I've heard that. Yeah. Just 1 second, Tom. It's time for our station identification, folks. My name is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host for Liberty Talk Radio. That's what you're listening to right now. Our telephone number to call in and be part of this conversation is 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Please call in. We have 4 open lines. Come on, folks. This is a hot subject. We know you're out there listening. If you have a question or a comment, we appreciate your calling in. Tom will be more than happy to answer your questions. Okay. Now, Tom, now, have you been involved personally in any actions that could ameliorate the situation or to reverse what is going on, you personally?
I've tried to come up with some answers on ways to fight these folks. One of the things that I looked at would be to put together a petition for the grand jury. And I discussed that with several people, including Paul Jacob, who's also looked at the possibility in Oklahoma of putting together a grand jury against these folks. The problem that I see with that, though, when I really looked at it, is that the Dominionists own the system. I mean, they could put together a grand jury that's out of their own people.
Right, of their own
and
elk,
never
as
know
they
it.
Say. Right, okay. Yeah.
You'd never know it.
Yeah.
You'd never know it. They could screw you out of this before you ever started. And I'm personally afraid, as far as ballot access goes, if libertarians got the 61,000 signatures that we need, I'm sure that the election board would find a way to stall so long that we'd never get on the ballot. We'd have to wind up in court, but they'd stop us.
Right. Yeah. Now, right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, as of today, we will not have a libertarian, even if the libertarian elects to run as an independent for the position of president of the United States here in the state of Oklahoma, with the exception of Republican and Democrat. True or false?
True.
Okay.
Nobody's going to be on that ballot except if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Right.
As far as I know now, there have been independents that have met the requirements. I remember a guy named E.Z. Million who got on the ballot through a petition, but that was years ago, and it may not be valid today because they keep changing the laws. They keep making it harder for us to get on the ballot.
Right.
And it's like I said, it's extortion. It's just plain extortion. And they own the courts. They own the system. I organized a case down here in where I live, and we went up against the State Mining Commission, and they pretty much sabotaged any chance we'd ever have of recovering damages down here for some of the houses that got totally destroyed due to the actions of these mining people. And it turns out the Mining Commission was the enabler. They enabled these people to go in and take all this money out of the ground, screw everybody here where I live, wreck their houses, ruin their property, and nobody could do anything. You know why?
Nope.
Because the people that we hired to do the studies that we needed to prove our case, they were totally sabotaged by the state. And how they did that was they came along and they told these scientists that if they testified against the state, they'd never get any grant money ever again. That's the way the Oklahoma politics works.
Right, which gives credence to the position that no grants should be given by government to anyone, and we should have a pure libertarian form of government as our forefathers had envisioned, whereby the individuals themselves and the marketplace would dictate what research is done, who does it, and who gets paid. Correct or incorrect?
Well, I agree with you in part, but I think about what you said as you said it, and I would put some stipulations in there. You definitely have to make sure that no matter what you do in this society, it's going to be moral, it's going to be just, it's going to create equality. And if you don't do that, why then I can see some problems. But as long as what you're doing is geared toward realizing the blessings of liberty as far as the Constitution goes, I'd say then of course you're right.
Okay, all right. Well, my problem with government subsidies or grants is that the government doesn't have any money. They have to take my money, and then someone decides who gets it and for what reason, and I may agree or disagree with that, and I may want to give that money myself and save the... Actually, more money gets to where it's going in the first place, because we don't have to pay all of the bureaucrats to take their cut of it and pay their bureaucratic machine, and then only a small portion gets out there. Well, I'm getting on my soapbox right now, as you can see, you know.
Well, no. You have a good opinion and a good point. It's just that I, right now I don't have much faith in any kind of system that you don't really take apart and look at and make sure it's going to work, you know.
Let me ask you this, Tom. I want to ask your opinion since you're a libertarian. How do you know how the Bob Barr campaign is doing and where they're going, or have you? I haven't heard anything at all. It's been kind of quiet where I am.
Well, aside from the ballot access issue, which actually should be run by the National Party, not Bob Barr, but I mean, you know, it's an issue he should deal with. It should be an issue where he points out to the nation that the kind of ballot access laws we have in Oklahoma are extortion and they shouldn't exist.
Right, but has he? How is it? Do you
No. I haven't heard anything. I think probably what's happened is he's run into that brick wall where the media stops any third party or anybody that doesn't have a Republican or Democratic position. They don't want to hear it.
Well, did he not promise to put some energy, money, influence, and whatever behind his campaign to promote ballot access and to get our ballot access laws changed here in Oklahoma? And I understand from the state chair of the Libertarian Party that she hasn't heard squat regarding that, and she's not a happy camper at this point. Have you heard anything?
Well, she shouldn't be a happy camper. She was used.
Yeah, okay.
She was absolutely used. There's no question about it. For one, you should never, ever, ever let a campaign manager run intra-party business. It's not a campaign manager's job to run the party.
Okay.
It's the campaign manager's job to run the campaign.
Right.
And we need to make that clear. Because campaign managers are the least reliable people to support your basic tenets of the party. You have principles, and when you violate those principles, you're off in the wrong direction. You're going to create more problems than we need to do. And personally, I wish that the whole ballot access thing with Oklahoma had come up for discussion. It should have been something that the whole party did. It didn't turn out that way, and it didn't turn out good. So now we have to deal with it. But ballot access is just one problem.
Right.
It's just one of many that Bob Barr should be addressing.
Right. Tom,
and I wish that he would get some national attention and some press.
Right. I haven't heard anything myself. Tom, we have about 3 minutes left or 2 minutes left. I'd like to give those 2 or 3 minutes to you to address our audience, maybe give a summary and give them some direction as to where they go or what they can do from here on in. Okay, go to it.
I'll give it a shot. I'll do my best.
Okay.
What we've been talking about today is the Dominionist takeover in the Oklahoma legislature. It's a situation where people have come from different faiths, different churches, suddenly found themselves bonding together with the idea that they're going to create a nation of God's law rather than constitutional law. The problem with that is sedition. It's not right. It hurts every single American, and it violates the oath of office that every single one of those government employees and elected officials have raised their right hand and promised to protect and make sure everybody enjoys the blessings of liberty from the Constitution. Well,
right.
That's not happening.
Yeah,
that
right.
is definitely not happening. And I'll tell you, the highest standard in this country to enforce the Constitution is put on judges. A judge who violates the Constitution is, by law, committing treason, and that's according to Sawyer, R.E. Sawyer, 124 U.S. 200, and that was an 1888 case. So it's been treason for a judge to make any decision that doesn't comply with the Constitution. If he does that, it's treason.
Okay.
And as far as I'm concerned, the Oklahoma legislature needs to be held to the same standard.
Okay, and you're saying that this is occurring in other states. So folks, when your candidate in your state is running for office and they tell you how religious they are and how God is on their side and that's how they're going to make their decisions, be very wary. We're not saying that religious people are bad. We're just saying be very, very careful because they may be part of the Dominionist movement, and that, in fact, can destroy America. Am I right on, Tom?
I believe that is the case.
Okay.
And I think we have to be very, very wary about that situation.
Okay, Tom, I'd like to thank you so much for calling in. We really enjoyed you as our guest. I hope our audience did get a glimpse of something that they may not have given much thought to before, and maybe this will prompt them to think differently and maybe contact their legislature and look at it at a different light. Okay? I'd like to thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate you being our guest. So do you have any final words? Well, I'll give you the final word.
Just, Joe, I hope to get back with you. I hope to keep looking at this situation, and when we see some positive changes, I'll get back to you, and maybe we'll do another show.
Very good, Tom. You're on. Thank you so much, and good night.
Bye-bye now.
Folks, that is a real problem nationwide, and George Bush is such a phony Christian. It's unbelievable. I think that should give us a glimpse as to what is going on here in America. Our next program will be on Thursday, 6:30 a.m., our live program. I'm going to talk a little bit about Barack Obama and McCain and why people are so confused. And I'm going to talk about their campaigns and the major issues that are facing us today and what they're saying about it. Okay? This is the end of tonight's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. And remember, don't steal, folks. The government hates competition. Until next time, and that's Thursday morning, 6:30 a.m. That'll be Thursday morning, June 26th. Stay well. Stay tuned.